Hi, my name is Beverly Kies-Taylor, and I'm an expert in gender-brain chemistry. Well, I'm going to be teaching you about what that is. For over 5 years, I was personally trained by Dr. John Gray, who is the world-renowned author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and guess what? His last three books teach about gender-brain chemistry. So after learning from him, I also went out and did a lot of research on my own, and it's been fantastic. This topic is outstanding, and this is what I want to introduce to you. So, welcome to The Easy Key to Business, The Chemistry of Success. So, what if you could easily create trust and rapport immediately with a prospective client or customer? What if you could easily create a trusting and yet profitable relationship with your subscribers, clients, customers, whoever you work with? What if I could show you how using this specific knowledge can save you time, money, increase your business profits, connect you better with qualified business prospects, and help your own well-being so that you can perform better? What if you could communicate more effectively with people who are the opposite gender? And that's in business or life, in your personal life, your business life, in all aspects of your life. What if you could get cutting-edge brain research that is life-changing? And some of this information is not even published yet. This is truly cutting-edge. Now, what is the reason you'd want to be in a first market position by using this technology? Well, this knowledge affects you, your employees, your customers, your suppliers, everyone in your life, even in your personal life. This affects how you market your products and services, or maybe I should say, it should affect how you do. You'll be able to grab tips and strategies to stop inadvertently turning away qualified prospects, and you'll be able to uncover practical guidelines to put customer friendship into your business relationships and why you would want to do that, how that affects your bottom line. You get to feel the thrill of creating really wonderful rapport with clients and become the most highly desired expert in your talent area. It's almost sneaky, actually, because they won't know what hit them. You can easily provide simple solutions to your clients' most stressful, frustrating, annoying situations in their way. And they're going to want to follow you. They're going to want your information. And the most important thing is to do what works. And I'm going to be teaching you new cutting-edge secrets to help you do what works, things you had never thought about. So if you knew about neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short, a lot of people in sales and education and hypnotists, a lot of those people especially know about it. And if you don't, you might want to learn about it. Now, NLP is fantastic. It really has helped us create better rapport with other people. There's a lot of techniques in there. Well, this is something in addition, and it's just as powerful, where you can really affect people. And not only will you benefit, but your friends and family will benefit. It's actually magical watching how it works. So what is brain chemistry? Well, first off, men's bodies crave, absolutely crave, the hormone testosterone and the neurotransmitter dopamine, because typically men's bodies use those up quickly. Women's bodies crave the hormone oxytocin and the neurotransmitter serotonin, because women's bodies use those up quickly. So these actually drive us more than you'll ever guess. So back to men. Generally, testosterone drives us to act. It gives men a feeling of well-being. They feel strong, they feel energetic, they feel proud, they feel good. Dopamine gives us energy and excitement. Okay, it really, motivation, that's what dopamine's all about. Now, typically women have enough testosterone and dopamine, but typically men deplete themselves so quickly that they need more. Therefore, their bodies and their minds, their brains crave it and force them to do actions to create more. or just at least that they're going after it, they're looking for it. This is all unconscious. Now, women's bodies use up the serotonin and oxytocin more, and yet their bodies crave that. Now, oxytocin is a sense of peace and calm. It's actually bliss. It's very much a calm, loving, it's called the hormone of love. It's love and bonding and all that. And it just gives a person a natural desire to connect with others and to have empathy and sympathy and feeling good and wanting to connect. The serotonin is a feeling of just, well, life's okay, everything's all right. Well, we'll just do it tomorrow or anything like that. That's what serotonin's all about. So typically men's bodies have enough of them, but women's bodies crave more because they deplete it more. Now, here's another very, very important fact that actually fairly recent research has shown this, that the hormone testosterone reduces stress in a man and the hormone oxytocin reduces stress in a woman. That is profound. Well, now what's important is to look at how can you use brain chemistry knowledge to improve your business. Well, first off, knowing how to speak the language of your target market, you can connect faster, more efficiently, and develop trust with them. And guess what? You can do this faster than your competition. You know, people buy from those they trust. That is the bottom line. When you have trust, they buy. In fact, the more trust you have with them, the more they buy. And the higher and higher and higher you go with trust with them, the lower and lower and lower that they will question, and they'll just buy. Sometimes when you have extremely high trust, what'll happen is people just will buy anything from you. So it's all even related to what you're providing to them, because they're receiving the value of what they want to get in life. So developing a trusting relationship is a truly vital step toward making an initial sale and in getting repeat sales and referrals. You'll also be developing a meaningful relationship with people, most likely that will welcome your solutions for their problems. Because remember, you're providing a solution to their problems, not a product. Product doesn't sell, the solution sells. They want a solution to their problem. So if their problem is they don't have enough money to pay the bills, what is the bills? Well, let's say to buy food, then the solution is, if you're somehow providing them something where they can have more money, it is so that they have enough food. So just to give that example, if they want to take a vacation, they don't have enough money for that, you're not providing money. Okay, money itself actually is the meaningless thing in this case in terms of what pushes a person to buy. It is what can they do with that. So therefore, if they have money to take the vacation they've always wanted to take a vacation around the world, you're providing them the fun, the excitement, the joy, whatever it is, of the trip around the world. So with brain chemistry knowledge, here's one thing that happens. You become aware of what your prospect really needs and what they desire so that you can deliver it. It gives you truly a dynamic marketing technique. It explodes your product's value, really shows you what you can do and how you can get this done, how you can talk to people in a way that they don't even know it, but they feel better. They feel closer to you. They feel like they can trust you because they feel like you're somehow giving them something that resonates with them. Why? Because you're actually resonating with their brain chemistry. And you know, when people are happy, when you increase their satisfaction, like customer satisfaction, guess what? Your profits go up. So here's an example. Assume you have a client or an employee, whatever your situation is. If the person is male, then it's really good to give him a challenge that's obtainable because that increases testosterone. Deadlines, because that increases testosterone. Goals, because that increases testosterone. And leave him alone, because actually leaving him alone increases testosterone. Doing something alone increases testosterone. Don't micromanage him. Okay? You can make sure he knows to come to you if he needs to. Try not to say the word help. If you need help, don't say, if you have a question, feel free to come to me to ask a question. Okay? Something like that. Help is not good. The word help is not really that great for testosterone. It shows weakness. Anything that is showing weakness reduces testosterone. Not a good thing. And what you would do with that employee, and I'm going to talk more about this, is you would show him appreciation and acknowledgement and appreciation for his actions. And you don't criticize him for his actions ever. I'll get more into that. Now, if your client or employee is a woman, is a female, setting intentions is better because this is supportive of oxytocin. See, deadlines increase testosterone. She doesn't need any more. Okay? In fact, the whole world, our culture tends to be too heavy in testosterone, way too heavy with testosterone. So women actually really need to increase their oxytocin. And truthfully, I'll tell you, everyone is going to be happier if women have higher oxytocin. Everyone. Now, high oxytocin in a man puts him to sleep. So we don't have any need to increase it a lot in a man. But anyway, so setting intentions, having somewhat flexible goals if possible. It's good to have repetitive tasks. So it could be something like, well, every day, you know, do such and such, check your email from 9 to 10 in the morning or whatever. Something very, it can be good. Now, this depends. If it feels like a pressure, pressure increases testosterone. See, when testosterone goes up, oxytocin goes down and vice versa. When oxytocin goes up, testosterone goes down. So you can see how important these hormones are. So a woman should actually not be pressured into anything because that will increase her testosterone and will decrease her oxytocin. Again, you have to be flexible with this type of thing because sometimes there might be a deadline, a true hard and fast deadline, and okay, well then you have to hit the deadline. Now, checking in with her and asking her if she needs help or needs support, you know, showing support is a good thing because offering help to a woman increases her oxytocin, which, by the way, that's true for a man, but that means it's decreasing his testosterone. Not a good thing. Okay? Great for a woman. Do you need any help? How are you doing? Now, I'm not talking about micromanaging the woman, but checking in with her is a show of support. It's a show of caring because that's what oxytocin is all about. It is the love and bonding hormone, caring, sharing, and all that. That's what's important. And there's more about this. So, primarily, what a man needs, now this is very interesting because this will increase testosterone. And these are the primary emotional needs according to gender. And I've taken most of this from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, the original book by Dr. John Gray. His first book about this subject. He's had about 15, so it's not the only one. Okay, now listen to what increases a man's testosterone. Trust, acceptance, appreciation, admiration, approval, and encouragement. This list is in John Gray's book as the primary love needs, okay? What I've interpreted and translated is into the business world, and because it truly is the emotional needs, and I've translated into what the need is for testosterone versus the need for oxytocin. Because actually that's why these are the primary needs. Because again, we're driven especially by these two hormones. Now the woman needs, to increase her oxytocin, the woman needs caring, understanding, respect, devotion, validation, and reassurance. Now this is, it's just so profound actually about this. And now, for example, let me give you an example of what respect versus appreciation. Now the man needs appreciation, the woman needs respect. And yet women would say, well, I need appreciation too. Well, yes, but here, give me an example. Let's just say I'm a male boss and there's a female either colleague or employee or something like that. And let's say I'm sitting there going, you know, Let's call her Joan or something. Joan, would you mind handing me that folder over there? Oh, thank you so much. You're just a fabulous employee. Oh, and Joan, could you go get me some coffee? Oh, thank you so much. You're just so wonderful. And Joan, would you mind calling a meeting for us? And just thank you so much. Well, now, can imagine all these thank yous. That's appreciation. But what's going to happen? She's not being shown respect. And that will make her angry. Because that's not increasing your oxytocin at all. Okay, so that shows the difference. And it's just so profound. So that's again why if you're working with another person now, especially a person of the opposite gender, this is where you need to learn this information. Because you will tend to give what you like to the other person. Or what I've also run into in business, and I've been in business actually I was in corporate business for 18 years, but I've been in business together of corporate and my own business for over 25 years. So I know business at all levels, small business all the way up to major corporations. So what's really important is showing caring and understanding to a woman. Now, what I want to say about that is this. Women have been trained that to do it the male way is the right way. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this, even partly women's lib way back. What happened with women's lib was women said, we need to be equal. Great, which is true. Women should be equal. But then the concept was, but we need to be the same as men. Well, that's not good. And I went through that. I was actually trained in corporations how to talk like a man, how to walk like a man, how to dress like a man. I'm serious. I was trained into that. Here's what we need to do now. Women should bring their value to business. And what is their value? Instinctively, a woman knows how to share. A woman knows how to care. A woman knows how to bond, how to show caring. Now, all of this is very related to trust. There's good to both sides. And we need to have a balance of testosterone and a balance of oxytocin. We need to be balanced in the business world. And this will change the world. Because what has happened is greed is when you have too much testosterone and not enough oxytocin. And think about it. What is one of the biggest criticisms of business is the greed. That's one of the business criticisms. And if it's a balance, then what you have is caring. And so the greed is tempered by caring about the customers, and statistics show this does sell. Relationship marketing, it's even a known thing. Trust in business, there are books written by it. This sells, it works well. Because people buy from trust. And this is happening more and more and more in this world. People have seen through the scams, and they're even put on the internet so people can find out quicker what the scams are. So scams, everything about scams is pure testosterone. Now, neither hormone is bad. Neither hormone is outrageously good by itself. You need a balance. So I am not saying testosterone is bad, and I'm not saying oxytocin is bad. But when you have pure testosterone without any oxytocin, whenever you have that extreme, you have evil. You have pure greed. Okay, so I'm not saying to go that route, of course, and I'm not saying that testosterone is bad. But we need to have a balance. And it's been proven that this works. Relationship marketing works. That is pure balance between testosterone and oxytocin, and it's outstanding. And now what I'm teaching you, this is the beginning of my program, teaching you what these are and how to use them. So let me give you some information about how to increase testosterone in a person. So again, we want to do this in men. Overcoming a challenge or obstacle, that increases testosterone. Setting and achieving goals increases testosterone. Now, let me say an important thing about a challenge or a goal. If the man looks in advance at the challenger goal and doesn't think he can make it, then it will actually decrease his testosterone. So the challenges and goals can be a stretch, but he needs to see that he probably can make it. He probably can achieve that goal or that obstacle or the challenge, okay? Anything that's taking action or taking credit, solving problems, creating solutions, working alone, completing a project, everything that's alone increases testosterone. Now, what also increases testosterone when it's been depleted is doing mindless activity, taking your mind off of it. And you'll hear men in business, well, anywhere, saying this. Well, just take your mind off of it. Just forget about it. Because that increases testosterone to just take it out of their mind. By the way, not a good thing to tell a woman because a woman's mind is different. Resting is good. So, for example, when a man has been at a hard day at work, it's really helpful and important for him to go home and rest. Do some kind of mindless activity, maybe TV, or just plain resting, or something mindless. That increases testosterone. Now, taking action, as I said, well, guess what? Taking action like even controlling or driving a car, or even using a remote control on TV, that actually increases testosterone. That's why men are so much into that. Watching a sport on TV, especially with a large screen, that actually increases dopamine and testosterone. Anything that's protecting, providing, see the providing, that's why men are driven to make money, to provide, because all of that increases testosterone. Now, what increases oxytocin, and this is what's especially important to help with women, this is what you want to give to women. Any nurturing activity, thoughts, or emotions, nurturing, caring, all of that, guess what? Caring about customers, caring about the clients. Now, I used to implement very large corporate computer systems. Now, here's what's really funny in a way, because now that I know this information, here I was, a senior project manager, implementing, you know, millions of dollars worth of large computer systems. I was in charge, but what did I care about? And I thought about it, I thought, well, what I really cared about was helping the users. And what gave me the greatest joy was at the end of finishing the project, the user would say to me, thank you, that helps me, or that helps me in my job. Then I felt successful. So notice that instinctively I was doing what I needed to do for my brain chemistry. So it doesn't matter what you do in business, a woman can come to it from the place of increasing her oxytocin. So even though, yes, I implemented these large computer systems on time, on budget, and all that, and I fulfilled what I was supposed to do, but why was I even doing that? To make my bosses happy, in a way, I mean, or just to do what I was supposed to do. But what fulfilled me was caring about my end users. So anything that is tending, befriending, caring, and sharing, all of this will increase oxytocin. Talking things over. So it's really helpful for a woman to talk things over. So with whether you're a coach or a boss or whatever you are, even if this is a woman you're contracting things with, you can talk things over. Or maybe the contractor talks to you, whatever. Talking things over will help. It increases actually serotonin, which then supports the increase of oxytocin. They help each other. Being supported and helped. Setting intentions. Notice I say intentions instead of goals. It doesn't mean a woman can't set goals, but setting goals and achieving goals increase testosterone. That increases a woman's stress. We don't need more stress in our lives. So if possible, a woman needs to set an intention of what she intends to do. Talking to a friend, counselor, a hypnotist, in person, on the phone, this also increases oxytocin. And actually with the talking, as long as there is a caring situation, because if there's not caring, then no, it won't increase oxytocin. Resting with a relaxed mind is good. Now, if a woman is sitting there trying to rest and thinking, oh, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, which, by the way, is high dopamine, because women tend to have more than enough dopamine, that is not oxytocin producing. So you have to have a relaxed mind, a mind that is thinking in terms of caring and sharing and positive thoughts. Even taking breaks like walking, gentle breathing, this is also good. Now, if you are a coach and are working with a woman, you know, some form of coach or therapist, you don't want to tell her now, go out and jog or anything that is really testosterone producing. Have the gentle things. If you notice, there's a lot of things that have been told to people, oh, this will relax you. In fact, if you look at relaxation techniques, there are so many that people tell people to do. And you know what? Some of them are oxytocin producing and some of them are testosterone producing. Now what I'm saying is pick the ones that work for the gender you're talking about. Because yes, most of our chemistry is the same, but these two hormones have a huge impact on us, not only in our well-being and our thinking, our feelings, but also our health. Because when we reduce stress, our bodies can work better. And granted, we know there's too much stress in this world, so it's really important. Now, hugs, massages to relax. So that's another thing is, how many times have you seen, for example, in a corporation where, you know, a man may say, okay, I'm going to the gym. And everybody goes, yeah, way to go. Go for it. Keeping, you know, taking good care of yourself. If a woman were to do the same, say, okay, I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to get a massage. Well, in a corporation today, up until now, typically they go, well, isn't that a waste of your business time? What are you doing? I would have never said that, or I was embarrassed to say I was going to go get a massage. I worked in a corporation that had in the workout area, there actually was the ability to get massages. And yet I was embarrassed as a businesswoman to kind of announce to everybody that I was going to go get a massage, or I'd feel uncomfortable because it wasn't 100% acceptable. Well, that has to go. Okay, because it is just as important for a woman to get a massage as for a man to go work out. They both increase the right hormones of themselves. So what's really important is when you are doing your marketing, who is your audience? If your audience is mostly men and you want to have, let's say, a sales letter that has a fancy car and a fancy this and a fancy that, look at all the money I'm making, all that is testosterone producing. Great. Or even sex, a beautiful woman, whatever. Sex sells to men because it increases testosterone. But love and caring sells to women. So I'll tell you honestly, every time I see these sales techniques that has this big, look at my big fancy car, and shows off the big fancy car, I look at it and it goes, testosterone all the way. They are not selling to me. Anything that's big, large house, large this, anything else, that increases dopamine and testosterone. Huge TV, huge car, anything fast, fast women, fast car, fast sports, fast this, fast, 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 that increases dopamine and testosterone. This can be a turnoff for women. And instinctively and deep inside the woman's body, it's not what sells to her body. Okay, what sells to her body is love and caring, sharing, befriending. That's what sells. So you need to look at what you're saying. What are the words you're saying? Look at that and say, am I truly helping the testosterone of a man or helping the oxytocin of a woman? And who is my audience? Who am I trying to sell to? And using words and phrases and photos to match who you are selling to. So that is what's really important. Think about who you're selling to. What problem can I solve with my expertise? How can I provide a solution and work with the customer or client in the most effective way? Now, here's the most important is be flexible. Do what works. You know, with marketing, you can always play around with it. That's what marketing is all about, testing and everything else. Look at what works, but notice how many people you're attracting that are male and how many that you're attracting that are female. And what is it you want to attract? Now, if you only want to attract one or the other, or your product is only related to one or the other, fine. Then go after that and use words that really work for that. If you want to do both male and female, then use both. Actually do some images that are for men and some for women, and just be careful. So that if you have the big fancy car and the photo in your sales imagery, Just remember, that increases testosterone. You better do something for the women if you want to attract women just as well. So this is the easy key to business, and it's the chemistry of success. This program gives you cutting-edge brain research. It's truly life-changing. If we truly had a balance in the world of testosterone and oxytocin, this would change the world, and it would be a wonderful world to live in.